Feeling your body by feeling your breath. Are you breathing in or are you breathing out? Just be interested. What's the difference in the feeling in your body? Do you feel more relaxed with the in-breath or the out-breath? Your body is sitting here, you're watching your breath. Feel the pressure, if you're holding your hands around your knees, feel the pressure of your hands on your knees. Don't like or dislike anything, just be aware of the sensations in the body. Your bum, your back. Feeling of your belly. Your head, if you're wearing glasses, the feeling of your glasses. You're not allowed to like or dislike anything, Terry. Okay? You just watch it. Just right now, that's what I'm doing. Just watch. Just watch the breath and feel the body. The breathing is happening in the center of all those feelings of like or dislike or pleasure, pain or whatever. Just the center, just simple rising and falling. Just aware of the feeling of the body, not the like or dislike. Let your focus just keep coming back to that, just being in the present. Be aware of your body in this room, walls, ceiling, floor, and you're just sitting in it, breathing the space outside you, space inside you. Just focus on that. And just notice if one side of the body, like your leg, feels smaller than the other side of your body, your other leg. Or your arm. You don't change anything. Just be curious. What is feeling? Mostly we just react to like and dislike really, really strongly, but we don't actually watch and see what feeling is. And when you're watching the feeling, what kind of mind state comes up? Is there a sense of agitation or wanting to do something about it, or interest, or boredom? Sort of like the wallpaper. What's the wallpaper of the room of watching feeling? And is there some mental object that your mind goes after time and time again? Comes up, just know whatever it is. You don't have to do anything about it either, you just notice it. And you come back to the breathing. Inner space, of the spaciousness of your body, the lungs moving up and down, spaciousness of your rib cage, surrounded by the spaciousness of the room. Having prepared properly for meditation, first one should take refuge with faith in the teachers and those who have gone before, and a great yearning for shelter in the midst of samsara. One should think that this refuge can be obtained. Then one should think as follows. Oh, we haven't done refuge yet, have we? I better not jump ahead. At least we could do extra refuge. So there is in front of you the refuge objects. It can be a statue, it could be whatever it is you want it to be. But I'm imbued with a sense of valuing you. I use the figure of the Guru, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha most commonly. Around on either side of you, or your father, your mother, your siblings. In front of you are the people who have the bad taste to disagree with you. Obviously, they need help first. Behind you are all your relatives, friends, animals, whatever. With fear of the suffering of endless wandering, repetitive behavior, faith in the refuge figure that trusts you, and compassion to wish to be able to be more skillful for the benefit of others, we go for refuge. In the Buddha, the Dharma, and the excellent assembly, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. In order to accomplish my own and others' aims, I produce the enlightenment thought. In the Buddha, the Dharma, and the excellent assembly, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. In order to liberate all living beings from the ocean of existence, I will practice this profound path. In the Buddha, the Dharma, and the excellent assembly, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. In order to liberate all living beings from the ocean of samsara, I will practice this profound path. Only let that image just dissolve of the refuge. Light comes from it and fills your body. And it just dissolves. Then one should think as follows. All beings are my mothers, whose innumerable acts of kindness have nurtured me to now from beginningless time. It is sorrowful to know that so many beings are caught in the blindness of suffering. Through the powerful wholesome action of practicing this meditation, may all be free from suffering. For the benefit of all sentient beings, may I realize that great compassion which is inseparable from the activity that stirs the pit of samsara. Isn't that an interesting statement? That great compassion which is inseparable from all the activity of the universe. Isn't that an interesting statement? It is for this purpose that I am doing this meditation. Turning awareness within, contemplate the essential emptiness of one's being, seeing the space rather than the molecules of form, from the top of the head to the soles of the feet, moving from your head down through your shoulders, the space rather than the form, space between the cells, your forehead, your eyes, back of your brain there. Cheekbones, to your jaw, down to your neck, space between the form, down from your shoulders, both your arms, right and left together, the upper arm to the elbow. There's space between every cell throughout your body. No space, no form. No definition of form without space. All the way down to your elbows. Your elbows down through your forearm to your wrists. space rather than the form. From your shoulders down through your rib cage, past the heart, lungs, belly, liver and spleen. From the rib cage down past the waist into the pelvic bowl, kidneys, all those wonderful intestines that do so much good work. Gallbladder is up further by the liver, isn't it? Appendix. The whole rectum, large intestines, small intestine, large intestine. Through the buttocks and the genitals, the upper legs from the hips to the knees, the long muscles, the beautiful bone structure, the kneecaps, space between the molecules, from knees to ankles, the feet. All feelings, sounds, thoughts are like the wind blowing in space. Emptiness moving on emptiness. Om Subhava Shuddha Savada Subhava Shuddha. From the emptiness, a shimmer of energy above one's head forms into a lotus in full bloom. Radiant and beautiful. In the center of this lotus, a moon disc appears, lying flat and radiating moon-colored light. The light swirls above the moon disc and then forms into the Tibetan letter Pri. It is said that Chenrezi, the compassionate bodhisattva, appeared from the white force field of a Pri sound, when the Buddhas of all times called on him to help sentient beings. The Hri can be visualized as shining white light, which emanates rainbow light. Rainbow light is of five colors, white, red, yellow, green, and blue, and appears as light. Rainbow light, appearing white, radiates from the Hri in all directions to make offerings to the Buddhas of the three times in the ten directions. Imagine this incredible energy of light that is just filled with blessings that only Buddhas can possibly accept, loaded with credit card material. This light returns, carrying the blessings of all the Buddhas. Again, there is a pulsation of light, which now moves into the entire universe, bathing all manifestation. And when you want to pray for it, just imagine them washed. When this light returns, all the seeds of karma, the desires for action, are purified. All disease, unwholesomeness, pain, and obscuration are empty, void of meaning. And all oneself and all others are freed from suffering and established in happiness. Then the Hri dissolves into light. This light coalesces into the form of the four-armed Chenrezi, who is the essence of all refuge. He sits in the cross-legged or Vajra position upon the white moon disc and lotus. His body is radiant, the color of newly fallen snow in bright sunlight, and rainbow light shines from him. He's holding a jewel between two of his forearms, positioned at his heart center in an attitude of prayer. The second right hand is holding a crystal rosary, and the second left hand is holding the stem of a white lotus, the blossom of which is near his left ear. He is clothed in the finest of silk garments, embroidered in gold. His body is adorned with a superbly jeweled crown, beautiful earrings, necklaces, bracelets, anklets, and a belt with small tinkling bells hanging from it. The golden brown skin of a now extinct antelope called Trinesera drapes his left shoulder. Part of his hair is bound into a top knot at the top of the head, while the rest falls freely over his shoulders. Above the crown on his head sits a small figure of the Buddha Amitabha, the red-colored Buddha of boundless light in Nirmanakaya form. That means he's dressed in ordinary robes, not jeweled robes. Or Chenrezig's back is supported by a full moon disc without stain. The three jewels, Om, Ah, Om, reside in Chenrezig, and he emerges as a complete fusion of these three, plus all forms of refuge that might exist throughout beginningless samsara. He's looking with greatly compassionate eyes, smiling lovingly at you and all beings. He is always watching over each and every sentient being, with a heart filled with loving kindness, immutable in his care. Now, with great sincerity and personal integrity, while concentrating on Chenrezig, one prays to you. As you are praying, so too are all sentient beings. All manifestations is united together in prayer to Chenrezig. Pray until you feel moved in your own stream of being, keeping a sense of the presence of Chenrezig. There's a formal prayer there that you can do if you wish, as you know. Having prayed from the sacred body of the Most Compassionate One, white rainbow light begins to emanate. This light comes from the whole body of Chenrezig and from the figure of Amitabha Buddha seated on his head, but it is especially strong from the heart of Chenrezig. Immeasurable and inconceivable white light pours from Chenrezig, pervading the entire universe, inner and outer. This light bathes all men and purifies all creatures and creation. The outer realms are made inseparable from Dewa Chen, the pure land paradise of the Buddha Amitabha. All that is beautiful to the senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and mind is here. Joyousness of nature fills all of space. One begins to say the six-syllable mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, while this light is just pouring out everywhere. And just watch it fill through the wherever you want, special or general. Along with all sentient beings, and from the multitude of throats, comes a sound like the droning of thousands of bees. Om Mani Padme Hum. Continues to pour from the chin, raising above your head. Om Mani Padme Hum. It fills the crown of your head, along with the crowns of the heads of every sentient being, all birds, mice, angels, all beings. Washes through their bodies and your body. Permeates every cell of your body. In the bodies of every sentient being, Om Mani Padme Hum. speech, and mind activity motivated by ignorance is made whole. All actions causing harm or grief to oneself or other are just healed. All failures to act morally are purified. Sometimes the light reaches deep enough to purify even the impulse to perform those actions. When the light thoroughly cleanses one's being, there will be no cause for future rebirth in samsara. Light has completely filled yourself and all sentient beings. Now you and all manifestation become inseparable from the body, speech, and mind of the greatly compassionate Chenrezig. The form of the Chenrezig becomes even more clear and bright, shining yet empty like a rainbow. All manifestation is also rainbow light, from the smallest particle to the vastness of heaven. Here there is no differentiation, no naming. All is jeweled luminosity. Outer, inner, and Chenrezig become one. With the removal of obscuration, there remains only rainbow clarity without contrivance. Form, sound, awareness are inseparable from emptiness. Sounds are the buzzing of the mantra of Chenrezig. Now a six-petal lotus lying flat forms in your heart center. In its center, a beautiful white Hari syllable shines like a flame. On each of the petals stands one syllable of the mantra, Om Ma Ni Padme Hum. Om. From the Om emanate innumerable Om syllables, which as white light shines from the heart, spreading in all directions to purify and fill all manifestation with the white light of the perfection of mental stability. This light completely purifies all karmic propensities of pride, thus establishing the Buddha wisdom of equality, the realm of the gods. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the Om sound, and visualize the white light moving from your heart. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. as green light shines from the heart, spreading in all directions, to purify and fill all manifestation with the green light of the perfection of patience. This light completely purifies all karmic propensities of jealousy, thus establishing the Buddha wisdom of activity, volition, the realm of the Asuras. Om, repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the Om sound, and visualize the green light moving from your heart. Om Mani. From the pe emanates innumerable pe syllables. Did I leave out the ni?
Yeah,
let me see. From the ni emanate innumerable ni syllables, which is yellow light shining from the heart, spreading in all directions to purify and fill all manifestation with the yellow light of the perfection of morality, uniting body, speech, mind, merit, and performance. The light completely purifies all karmic propensities of ignorance, causing doubt and desire, transforming samsara into the sphere of nirvana. Through spontaneous, non-clinging awareness, the realm of humans. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the ni sound, and visualize the yellow light moving from your heart. Om Mani Padme Hum. Thank you. the pay syllable. Immemorable pay syllables, which is sky blue light, shine from the heart, spreading in all directions to purify and fill all manifestation with the sky blue light of perfection and diligence. This light completely purifies all karmic propensities of dullness and stupidity, thus establishing the Buddha wisdom of Dharma, the realm of the animals. Repeat one rosary of the mantra stressing the bay sound, and visualize the sky blue light moving from your heart. Om Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum. Syllables, which is red light shining from the heart, spreading in all directions to purify and fill all manifestation with the red light of the perfection of generosity. This light completely purifies all karmic propensities of tana, thirst, grasping, and clinging, thus establishing the Buddha wisdom of discrimination, the realm of the hungry ghosts, the Pretas. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the may sound. Visualize the red light moving from your heart. Om Mani Padme Hum. Amen. mana bhima. Now vision, oh, now visualize from the home emanate innumerable home syllables, which is a blue-black light shining from the heart, which spreads in all directions to purify and fill all manifestation with the blue-black light of the perfection of wisdom. This light completely purifies all karmic propensities of anger by grasp of duality, thus establishing the mirror-like wisdom of the Buddha as the various heavens. Repeat one rosary of the mantra, stressing the home sound. Visualize the blue-black light moving through your heart. Om mani padme hum. Now visualize the six kinds of light returning to the holy syllable, which shines with a diamond-like light in the center of the lotus of your heart. As the light returns, it is absorbed into the free and is purified. Om Mani Padme Hum. Run rosary of the mantra. Start with all six colors. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now the white Om. Om Mani Padme Hum. Coming back into the home. Om Mani Padme. Six colors, oh mani padme hum. Focus goes more and more on the home in your heart, oh mani padme hum. Shining with a diamond white light, oh mani padme hum. Oh mani padme hum. And you sit in silence. Just focus on that dot in your heart. Purified outer realms now dissolve into light, which is absorbed into the rainbow body of Genrezi above your head. Just watch, just feel that happening. The figure of the Genrezi is absorbed as light into the crown of your head. That's what happens when you die, isn't it? All your outer sense experiences dissolve into you. Your outer senses shut down. The figure of Genrezi is absorbed as light through the crown of your head, merging with every cell of your being, especially your heart. Your body now dissolves, becoming light. This is absorbed into the lotus and mantra in your heart. The six petals and the mantra absorbed into the Hri of diamond white clarity. The Hri begins to shrink and dissolve simultaneously. Leaving only a dot. The dot dissolves. After having rested in the essential natural emptiness for some time, united with the mind of the Supreme One, the form of Genrezi reappears in a flash. Whatever reappears is the face of Genrezi. All manifestation is the body of Genrezi. All sound is the sound of the six-syllable mantra. All activity of mind does it say? It's the essential emptiness of Dharma. Carry this thought with you throughout your day. Then considering a lack of clarity and confusion that could possibly perhaps maybe a little bit somewhere. Oh yeah, there's some right here. Has some in your pocket too. Yeah. Consciously state the sharing of the wholesomeness of this practice with all sentient beings. Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by this practice, we share it with all beings, citizens, as separate. Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by this practice, we share it with all beings, citizens, as separate. Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered from this practice, we share it with all beings, so there is less suffering. Make the vow to continue to strive for purity of knowledge and compassion for the benefit of all sentience. I vow to continue to strive for the purity of knowledge and compassion so that I may benefit all beings. I vow to continue to strive for purity of knowledge and compassion so that I may benefit all beings. With this aim, pray to the greatly compassionate one to look upon you and all others with loving care. Compassionate Chinmayasi, please look upon myself and all others with loving care. Anybody you want to pray to, you just think of them now and say especially. Conclude the meditation by doing a brief review, clearly remembering the practice without doubt or skepticism. Beginning and just page through it and have a look. See if anything strikes you. Remember how we started. The room of your body inside the room. Thank you. Any questions, answers, comments, complaints? I want to know why it's different every time. Who's changing it?
Me.
Ah!
Different me's, really.
Different me all the time.
Oh. Different me all the time. This line, all disease, unwholesomeness, pain, and obscuration are void of me. That's kind of
needed.
It is. It doesn't negate that they're there. Yeah. Something is there that we call pain and obscuration.
Maybe it wasn't meant to be. You know how people say that? I think I finally quit being raging when somebody says that next to me. I don't turn around and hit them anymore. When somebody says that, I don't react too much.
Oh. And maybe it wasn't meant to be?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was meant to be.
Either one used to really irritate me. And then I had to look at what was that meant to be? What am I meant to be irritated? Let me see. What's wrong with this picture?
Oh, why was I meant to be irritated? And who meant it to be?
Am I choosing to be meant to be? Which came first, the meant or the being? The whole question of faith is so interesting, the whole belief systems, and it's so personal. What people allow themselves to do and what they don't. Isn't it?
It's also easier because whatever you define is meant to be is the story. So like if a child dies and you can't, you're sitting there in this emotion, the rawness of a baby dying. You start looking for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, so depending on whether it's you've come up with God or somebody made a mistake in the hospital or, you only wanted to come into this lifetime short for a short time or whatever it is. Then you get off on a story instead of sitting in that feeling.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what used to irritate me so much. Of like, is it was a way of putting a blotter on the feeling.
Because it's such an immense feeling.
Yeah.
Like anything you say about it.
Yeah.
Trivializes it somehow. You know, like doesn't describe it.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. That was a nice sit. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it immensely. I don't know if you did.
I did.
Was it okay for you? Was it all right for you? Was it as good for you as it was?
Close.
Okay.
It's good to sit with a group of people.
Mm-hmm. It is, isn't it? How'd you do, Terry? Was it good to sit with a group of people?
Yes, it was, actually. I wore the red coat before, maybe after.
With your bum and your boobs.
That's right, yeah.
Make us all a little
glance.
Where's my video camera? YouTube.
No. No.
We all stand up.
50,000 cherries fill the room.
Well, it started with Bonnie coming in the door in the red coat, and then Terry was right behind him, and all one could see was the, like the fur around his head, so it was a little bit ready, but then the wolf coming in.
Somehow it turned into birds.
That's very peacock-esque.
Peacock-esque.
It's got
real?
That kind of mind.
Yeah.
With the real what?
With the real cherry peacock.
Please, directly.
So no questions, answers, comments, or complaints about chin raising?
It's nice to do that practice in light of the lessons that you've been teaching for the last
years. How do you like playing with the colors? Do you actually play with the colors when we're doing the rosary? For each color, for each... Do you actually see whether you can feel a sense of it? Or when the green is there, do you actually imagine a forest or something? It's fun to do that, to see what that does to your mind state, and you know whether those colors actually have some alleviation for certain states and bringing out other states. I find that one of the really most interesting parts of that practice, how there are days where I can get one color really, really well, and days where as soon as I name it, it disappears into silver, or you know, the toilet flushes or something, you know, the mental toilet flushes and it's gone, or something, you know. And it seems to change, do you find that?
Yeah.
The colors seem to change every time I do it, or even in the middle of a rosary. I have a really strong sense of the yellow. This room is, I don't know, you can get most of the colors in this room, do you find that?
Yeah. Well, today I noticed a real aversion through the red. I was actually able to just go, well, does it feel more alert? Do I feel more focused with this dislike? And am I going away? So if I just notice my knee, can I just let this?
You played with it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Was that interesting?
Yeah.
Gave you a little more room?
Well, instead of going, why?
Yeah, or I shouldn't be.
Just.
Or I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Instead of going, I shouldn't be. Oh, what is this?
Yeah.
What can I do with it? What about if I? That's brilliant.
So I still don't know why.
Doesn't matter.
It's okay.
There's no way to find out why unless you're fully awakened, according to the Buddha.
Yeah.
Do you have your certificate? I understand they magically appear.
I have difficulty with red always.
Do you?
Yeah. The other colors come up quite easily, and red is just like murgle. Like walking through a fog almost.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. I wonder, you know, and I mean, like, that's a red, and that's a red, and whether if I tried to shift the kind of red, it would make a difference. And
Yeah. Or some food that you like that's red.
Yeah.
Like watermelon is a red.
Strawberries,
raspberries.
Yeah, I should try that. Yeah.
Yeah, I find food is a very good way.
It's kind of interesting how an artist would deal with this. Or work with this.
I go for generic. No, it varies all the time.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how it slips away from you sometimes. You know, it's there.
And then suddenly.
Yeah, it's like the big void.
I found that with the green, particularly today, looking at the leaves of that orchid, and trying to see if it was green because I was looking at the leaves, or I was calling it green because that color was coming into my eyes, and all of a sudden it was like it was, something was coming in, like my eyes were breathing it in and then breathing it out and breathing it in, and it was like this, you know, the way the
circle of your mantra rosary.
Circle of a mantra rosary of something that I call green, but definitely is in that shape of that object. It's fun. Very curious.
Fun.
Okay, we done?
Thank you very much.
What, your name?
No.
What?
Ice. What, the coconut
bliss?
Yes.
Oh,
coconut bliss.
I'm too blissed out. Coconut bliss tasting.
Oh, yes, it's coconut bliss tasting time.
Yeah. Terry's not going to run away, is he? Terry?
You better go get it. You got to try this.
Yeah.
You got to try it.
Coconut bliss is ice cream?
Well, it's...
Coconut bliss is coconut bliss. It's made with coconut milk.
Oh, it's fabulous.
And we brought three different flavors. Didn't we bring three flavors?
Yes, we did.
We brought pineapple,
ice cream?
Cappuccino.
Ice cream.
Boy. It's made with coconut milk. And we brought three flavors, pineapple, chocolate,
and cappuccino.
Right.
Coconut might be.
Wow. So we'll just give it a try, and you'll see what you think of coconut bliss. You can get it at any health food store.
Well, yeah, any? I'm not sure about any.
Okay.
I know that Planet Organic sells it now, and it may have been because Jevon asked them to.
Who asked them to?
Jevon.
Oh.
It was her favorite. They had another brand of coconut, like soy milk.
Yeah, they
non-dairy,
have.
Non-dairy, and then she said, oh, listen, you should really get this. And they heard of it. They weren't stocking it, and then all of a sudden they were. So.
Yeah, and the AG has it.
Yeah.
It is pretty too.
I love it when I go in and the flavor I'm looking for is on sale. That's happened a couple times.
You have to tell Bob where that is.
Planet Organic, he knows.
Over by the old prudence.
But let's go downstairs and eat some.
Yes, let's do that. I don't know what food is like. Someone's talking about food is good, though.